Welcome to my podcast, Parisian Sparkle Speaks. This podcast is meant to expose the connection between body and mind. And I will just tell you what I mean in a second. First, I think that every family has got their own illnesses family. And also, for illness, I intend a way to face and cope with everyday schedules or issues. From little things to bigger problems like financial or job. And of course, relationships. I will tell you personally, in my family, from my father and grandfather side, we have been blessed with depression and the nervous system where the nervous system was touched. I guess it's we can say that part of my family is highly sensitive, and that this sensitiveness mirrors nervous system issues, or yes, I don't want to say that we are fragile, but it's really a matter of sensitiveness. I am defending to be sensitive, because they say it's a gift. You have to understand it, accept it, and manage it. I mean, master it. And it's more easily said than done, of course. So, I remember my grandfather, who was very concerned by financial debts. And he was cured with old-fashioned therapies. That means chemicals. I don't even know what they gave to my granddad. I know that in his last season, he left in 95. No, sorry. He left in 25. He was 95. In the last days, he dreamed of fire. But not in a way that like it I did, where fire is cleansing. And it has a deep spiritual meaning. He was really born in fire. So, I have another memory of him, and he told me that, for example, one side effect was that he used to hear music, classic music that he loved. in his ears all the time. So this might be a nice side effect. But that was reality for him. So I assume we are dealing with hallucinations and a little bit of paranoia. Now, as for my dad, so the second generation, my father had his first breakdown at 20 when he was in the army for service. He went back home with a sick leave, and eventually he should have have seen a psychologist or do some therapy for a man in his 20s in Italy, in my family. It wasn't really he didn't finally, no way. It was difficult for him. It was difficult for me. It's a pity for him. The fact is that he went through very tense responses or reactions all through his life, even especially when he became father of one boy and a daughter in the 70s, and I have this sense of guilt sometimes because I was a little girl, and I really put him in nerves because I needed his attention, and I wanted, I had a specific idea of parenting, father, daughter. So a regret that I have is that I have learned for myself some techniques which I would have loved to share with him, but now it's it's quite late. I mean, he is now 80. Yes. And for instance, so my father didn't take any therapies and didn't take care of his nerves, except that he had luck. He was lucky with encountering my mother, dating with my mother, and they created this kind of balance between she was calm, she kept calm all the time until the day that of course she couldn't bear anymore, and this happened in the 80s. But the fact is that in my 30s I left home, and finally I have tried earlier without success. My first time when I ran away physically, I left home. I was 8 on my skate rollers with my cousin because he was yelling and mourning and like all the time at dinner time because I didn't respect the schedules and I was still outside with my cousin enjoying the daylight at 7 in the evening, which is very pleasant on the seaside, on the Adriatic coast in summer days. So now depression. So of course, me too. In my 20s, I had my first breakdown, and that was my first wake-up call, which I missed because I interrupted it completely with a treatment. So my memory was broken at 21. Now I skip the part where I have encountered a spiritual leader from Native America. I am writing about this in my self-help book. I wanted to point out the connection between body and mind. So we said depression, but one of the main issues in my family was expression. So the fact that you don't have the tools to communicate because your father gets nerves as soon as you open your mouth, then perhaps you don't have the better way to speak out your feelings, and so it becomes a negative circle. You get aggressive and you put the other person on self-defense, and there is really no dialogue and no communication at all. And this has been all the time that we have spent together. So in my 20s, I've developed eating disorders related to the connection that was very dysfunctional with my father and my mother, which is another story. To tell you evidence of the purpose of this podcast, my mother developed, she went through surgery in her thyroid, which is on the throat level. And my father had a cancer, developed a cancer as well in his throat. Again, he was lucky because he could recover from his cancer. And I'm very happy for this, of course. In his 80s. In his 70s. So what I'm saying here is you have to take care of your health, especially dealing with your communication tools. A last example of illness
related to a lack of expression might be my aunt who left in the past year, and despite she has been very creative, she was an hairdresser, hairstylist, very quoted hairstylist, and she was very performing with jewelry, handcrafts. She did necklaces, bracelets, and so on. Tapestry, actually, she did. She could do. She could make anything with her hands, and she was very skilled and talented. She was someone keeping her feelings, especially the sad feelings, for herself. I have a souvenir of her, very angry all the time and tired in the last years because of her job, because she was almost 70 and still working. She was very proud and independent, but at the end she was exhausted. And also the main factor in her illness, because her death was quite violent. She developed a cancer and tried to fight against it with chemicals. But in 1 year, 1 year and a half, almost she left. She couldn't cope with it. And the main factor she developed a lungs cancer. And what I've read about it in the Chinese medicine is they connect lungs with long periods of sadness and frustration, memories or stories from the past that you don't have healed and you have carried along through your life without giving an expression. And keeping it for yourself, and this represents fully the figure of my aunt. She got divorced. She wasn't divorced, but they went through, my uncle and my aunt went through a separation. When I was in my teenage, so my cousins, she had two daughters. We used to live all together in two close apartments. Then they left, and so it was quite weird. The two families splitted, and for us as well, it was quite a separation. And it was painful for all the family members. Nobody really gave, have put any words on this situation until very recent. Yes, until recently. Perhaps when my aunt started the therapies. So what I'm saying here is expression of your feelings and emotions is essential for your health, for your well-being and for, and last but not least, for your happiness. The happiness of your whole family and yours, of course, because each member of the family plays a role in it, if you agree. Okay, so I will mention my surgery another time. My surgery in 2018 was most related to my chronic stress developed during the terror attacks, and might be more related to what I to my actual activity on the web and in my and yes with my writing, but is I think you have enough stuff for self-reflection tonight. You can join me on the ptsdbeautifultrauma.wordpress.com or to my email antonella.barberini@gmail.com. Ciao.